So it's about 1 o'clock, 1 to 1:30, I think, in the afternoon, and I'm sitting in the our reserved table at the hotel that we're staying at here. It's just outside the it's between the bar and the restaurant, sort of perfect positioning in some ways, right next to the bar, and I'm here with John, who is the other soon to be guide dog owner in waiting, who's on training here. John, do you want to say a little bit about you, about your dog, and whether how familiar you are with all this?
I mean, this is my first guide dog. It's kind of something new for me. I've been matched with a short-haired black Labrador Retriever cross named Sparky. He's 22 months old. He weighs in at around 36 kilos, so he's
quite big, isn't he, for an Labrador cross?
He's quite big, yeah. He's quite big. He's got quite an appetite on him. Sit.
It's me.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
Just to warn you, Becca, I'm just doing a little recording of just sort of comparing our experiences
lunch.
And things. Comparing our lunch. Well, maybe I'll pause it for lunch.
Sit.
We can continue it in a second.
Down.
Especially since Sparky's now been a pain.
Down.
Wishful thinking there.
I tried to get him to come around this side and go under, but he wouldn't, so to the left.
Oh, yeah, you've
right.
Got them opposite sides, really, anyway, because if he's same side as Gio, they're going to just keep
going. I'd say Gio sat down immediately on it, this way around.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Okay. So it clearly is something about that seat.
It's something about that space, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, who knows?
We'll carry on with the recording later, John,
okay.
If that's all right. Yeah, so we're back. Becca's just gone up to get some coffees, and the pasties are sitting here, but nobody knows which one's which. So it's going to be an interesting experiment in a moment to discover. I might have to break an end off and sniff them or something. You were just saying, we were just talking about your dog and the fact that he's fairly large for a Labrador Retriever cross, and you saying that he's got a good appetite on him, and then at that point, he got distracted by Becca appearing with pasties.
With perfect timing, just as I said, just as I said that his appetite was good, he shot up just as some pasties were placed on the table. it's a brand new experience for me, and it's one that I didn't expect to happen this quickly. I considered applying for a guide dog for around 18 months.
Yeah.
I finally made the application last summer. I made it onto the waiting list in September, at which point, as a sort of first-time priority for user, I was told it could take sort of 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
3 months later, I got a phone call, and there's Sparky.
That is amazing speed, really. It's almost sort of unheard of, I think.
I think there's two reasons behind it. I think his size is part of the thing. He has got a bit of strength behind him, so they wanted to give him to somebody who's sort of taller and not sort of frail or whatever.
Yep.
I think that's part of it. And the other side of it is that Sparky doesn't do escalators. They've tried, as his trainer Tony put it, we couldn't even get him to go on one for chicken. It wasn't going to work, and it just came down to a question of whether I was able to compromise on that. And for me, I was. My daily commute involves interchanging at Westminster, but they've recently refurbished the lifts there, so the lifts,
it might work for another year or two.
Pretty good order and work. If there are ever any occasions when there's an issue at Westminster, can always go via West Ham or alternative routes like, say, Stratford and Mile End, and there are escalator-free ways of doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are some fixed stairs at Westminster if you know where to find them.
Yes, I was thinking about this.
They tend to have a tape across them, but they
I mean, one thing that we are going to do as part of the training is have a word with the station staff and identify the best route, really. I've got three or four alternatives as well to sort of get into work not using that, so it
walking all the way, swimming, Thames.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. No. But, yeah, certainly there are routes I can use with stairs or lifts.
Yep.
My exit station's normally St James's Park, which has neither escalators nor lifts, so it's purely stairs. So that's perfect for me. So it just came down to the fact that I was able to live with that. I was able to adapt around that. And also, as a first-time user, escalators were the one thing that would have made me a bit more wary than anything else.
Yep.
So this is actually a good way to build up my confidence in working with a dog, and then maybe 6, 7, 8 years down the line...
You brainwashed him well better.
Look at adding that to the arsenal.
Yeah.
I just keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Look at adding that to the arsenal, you know? So it works.
Yeah, that's there. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
I love you. That's probably enough now. He's got to have thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, donkey.
It's always tricky with the people that you want to keep on side.
Yes. I normally have the getting up as a cut-off point.
Yes. Yeah. Right, well, thank you for your comments on that for now, John, and we'll do some more bits, but I thought it was interesting getting your perspective as a first-time...
Yeah.
First-time GDO in waiting, or... Do you have a name for... what we're meant to be at this point?
Applicant guide. Yeah, applicants.
Oh, still applicants at this point, yeah. Okay.
You're a replacement.
A replacement, all right. Fair enough.
I'll give you a beach, Sylvia.